footsteps as I hear demons over my head. I didn't think that she would come down. My mother, she had more than a child. 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 I couldn't step outside of that hole. I got beat in the alleys. I thought it was normal. That house is filled with the devil's noises. As they fuck, they didn't care where this little boy is.
I'm sorry, mommy, but it still haunts me. I want it off me, just get it off me. Cause often I'm lost in the darkness. This hardship is carved in my conscience. So I proceed with caution. Slowly it's costing me to be falling deep in the darkest part of my own horror film. Blood is spilled. How the fuck am I still standing? That is the question I should be asking. My past is drastically attached to the back of my brain. How do I unlash this pain without having to go ahead and trash my name? I follow the steps, I follow the road. I got all the checks and I got all the hoes. I don't think I'm gonna make it out alive, no. But it's a proven fact that only God knows. So I'm the sobbing, starving artist. I died and came back as an awful monster to launch her further than any father who never bothered to harbor his own harvest. Since it started, an instant karma split this dollar. My dick gets harder, 6 inches longer. Bitches get all the rewards and I get all the remorse. I can't fall anymore. If I fall anymore, I will end up with both my balls on the floor. Bitch, what you calling me for? I've been robbing my poor self-esteem and innocence. Now I melt these demons in a sense. This hell just keeps me in a fenced in section of my own mind.